Newsflash, Drake has been dethroned.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave.
His inescapable song In My Feelings has dropped to number 2, replaced on Billboard's top songs chart by Maroon 5 and Cardi B's Girls Like You. DJ Stretch Armstrong and Bobbito Garcia are hosts of the NPR podcast What's Good with Stretch and Bobbito. We knew they would have thoughts. Hey, guys, what's good?
Hey, Adi.
What's happening?
That's your response to Drake and My Feelings. That's where you are. So I guess there's no viral video of you doing the dance, the Kiki dance.
We're not in our feelings about the song.
Oh, no.
That is a record I wish I could break.
So clearly, they did not want to talk about Drake or his song. So, you know, bye-bye, Drake. Instead, Cardi B was on their minds and her other song that's been in the top 10 for some time now, I Like It. All right, let's talk about this sample because it's a great song, but the sample does a lot of work for this song.
Sure. She's interpreting the Pete Rodriguez anthem for Boogaloo music from the 60s called I Like It Like That. That was a great moment in New York, particularly New Yorican history, whereby rhythm and blues of the African-American community was bridged with the Latin roots of the Boricua, the Afro-Dominican community, and kind of birthed this movement called Boogaloo, which only lasted maybe 6-7 years.
That's a song that was probably one of the first Boogaloo records I had ever heard. I immediately needed to know what that record was, and I started playing it in my sets, which were 99% not Latin music.
Until he met me.
But the song is instantly magnetic. There have been a number of hip-hop artists that have sourced Latin music over the years. But I think the first ever would be Boogie Down Productions' use of a Tito Puente record for the remix of the massive, anthemic I'm Still Number One. B-boy records you just can't trust. Making funky music is a must. I'm number one. That was pretty revolutionary at the time.
It feels revolutionary right now.
One of the producers on that BDP record was Ivan Doc Rodriguez, who was New Yorican, you know, parents born in Puerto Rico and raised here in the city. DJ Doc had a huge influence on BDP. He was a tour DJ. He helped out with production as well.
Engineer as well.
Right.
Shaping the sonic quality of Boogie Down Productions early
and
records.
And then
Boogie, and many others.
Right. And BDP wound up becoming a template for production style and engineering and mastering even. So huge record. And Tito Puente, if you don't know, is the Latin artist of all time. I mean, he recorded over 100 albums, and Tito became a global hero way beyond Latin music, way beyond Afro-Cuban music, way beyond mambo music.
Did you say over 100 albums?
Tito Puente recorded over 100 albums.
You know what you call that?
What?
Trabajo.
Nice setup. I like the setup on that. So is this something that moves in phases, kind of hip-hop reaching to this, you know, section of albums for samples?
Hip-hop is always moving in sort of trendy directions, right? I mean, if you listen to the Billboard Top 10 Pop, you know, I haven't done a detailed analysis, but the BPMs.
Beats per minute.
The tempo. Most of these songs in the top 10 are in a pretty narrow range of tempo. They kind of all either are trap records or are related somehow to trap music, which of course is a version of Southern hip hop, which has very slow beats. The Cardi record is trappish. Her producer was able to take this Boogaloo record and make it fit into a trap beat because the original song, I Like It Like That by Pete Rodriguez, is something like 180 beats per minute. If you cut that in half, that would be, what, 90 beats per minute? I'm not sure exactly what the tempo of the Cardi B record is, but it fits into that time structure. Oh, he's so handsome. What's his name? Yeah. This is a little bit music nerdy, but
it is super, I'm so into it. First of all, you've just identified everything from Maroon 5 to Cardi B is roughly in the same beat range. But two, it's also fascinating hearing how something like Boogaloo music could like come back in this way, right? And just kind of fit right into this moment.
Well, I think the beautiful thing about hip-hop has always been how it references old music. And if you're curious, you discover this world of music that you would ordinarily perhaps not have gotten into.
Let me also add that certainly not a trendy thing for Latin influence to be part of hip-hop music, hip-hop culture, Cypress Hill.
Don't you know I'm loco?
Big Pun. I'm the Don Juan beside the Don. I mean, Cardi B is just part of a long legacy of Latinos drawing from their own experiences and infusing them into current rap.
That's Bobbito Garcia. Thank you so much.
Oh, gracias a ti.
And Stretch Armstrong. Check out their podcast. It's called What's Good with Stretch and Bobbito. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.